That cold case you're listening to? Nasty stuff. But you know what else is a crime? Missing even a moment of whatever you're doing to go on a drink run. Luckily, there's Drizly, the number one app for alcohol delivery. With Drizly, you can compare prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get them delivered in under 60 minutes. So download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's drizly.com today.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Sinzak.
Hello, and welcome back to the Decibel Geek Podcast. I'm Aaron Camaro, joined once again
by me, Chris Sinzak. How you doing, man? Nice to talk to you. I want to go ahead and get Geeks of the Week out of the way because we got a lot of show to get to. Geeks of the Week this week, those are the people that shared on Facebook and retweeted on Twitter. Last week's Scary Songs episode had a lot of good feedback on that. Howard Tate, David Alpazar, Mike Blunt, Billy Hardaway, Derek Novak, Todd Cunningham, Brad Kalmanson, I Am Hoops, Brent Walter, Lee Maslin, Sit and Spin with Joe, Andrew Jacobs, Shane Abair, Warren Money, Chad Pollock, JTB's Groovy Record Room, Music Mags and Wax, HK Collectibles, Raw Magazine, Hot Metal Mag, Loudmouth Column, and Faces Rocks. And if I missed any of you, I do apologize. There's no exact science to figuring these out. I just try to find them as best as I can.
And we love each and every one of you so much that shares the link each and every week. You know, there's all the names that come up time and time again, you know, and there's always the new ones that come on board. But really, you know, we're just a couple of dudes hanging out outside Nashville, Tennessee, you know, trying to promote some good rock and roll, you know, putting it out there for free every single week. And you guys help us out more than you could possibly know. So if you're sharing the link, that means the world to us. If you're giving us reviews on iTunes, that means a lot to us. If you're checking us out, wherever you're checking us out, we love you.
Yeah, it's appreciated. We're happy when anyone gives us anything. But we got a lot of great stuff that you probably never heard of before that we want to turn you on to today.
Right. So I guess I'll go ahead and go first. And my first band is a hard rock and blues flavored band from Las Vegas. And I'm talking about Counts 77. That's Counts. It's him.
He's the Count. He's the guy from the TV show.
Right. Yeah. I was wondering if you knew
and
about that.
I'm not
that.
Talking about the guy goes one cookie.
No,
that's different
not,
Count.
Yeah, different Count. Not that guy.
I like how I pulled out it when I was
How
back.
Cool would that be?
That would be. I'd buy an album by the Count, sure. He's got the Gene Simmons widow peak.
Yeah, so. He sure does. Yeah. But, you know, this is pretty cool because, like, normally I would think that most people probably get turned on to the rock and roll band through the show Counting Cars on the History Channel.
I love the show.
And I've actually never seen the show.
It's a cool show.
But since discovering the band Count 77.
Now you're going to watch it.
Now I'm going to watch the show. How's that for reverse marketing?
We
got
to send this link to Danny from the show because he'll love the fact that you got turned on to the music first.
Right, yeah. If it wasn't for the band, I would never know about the show.
So that's
so
cool.
Isn't that, like I said, reverse marketing. But this band, they're damn good, you know, and it goes to show because I'm not a guy that came along and said, wow, I really love this show. I got to check out this guy's band. No, I like the band. The band is really good. They're influenced by 70s rock, Zeppelin, Thin Lizzy, UFO, yeah. Foghat. They've even do a couple of covers on their new album that include Rick Derringer laying down a nice guitar lead on Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo and a cover of Snortin' Whiskey that features Pat Travers on lead guitar also, cool. You know, so how cool is that? And also influenced by Kiss. It's pretty easy to tell.
Sure.
So this one is definitely built like a Kiss song. You're going to be able to tell. It's got that build. It's got that structure. And that's probably why I like it so much. So from, it's brand new, 2014. It's the self-titled debut from Count 77 and a tune called Stand Tall.
See all around me. Trust is something you only can give to a friend. And that's what unwound me. When you're standing with your back against the wall,
but I don't know that it'll ever top the ultimate TV show to music transformation.
I know you're not talking about Happy Days.
No, Don Johnson from Miami Vice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the album that Bruce Kulick played on.
I thought you were going to bring up like the fact that Vinnie Vincent once wrote songs for Joni and Chachi.
He did.
Yeah, I know he did.
Stiff competition for the guy from The Count.
Right on.
No, I like that. It's pretty
good.
I do,
too. I like it a lot. Stoney Curtis and Johnny Zito on guitar. Barry Barnes, he played bass with the Rock of Ages deal in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he's good. Paul DeCebo, he plays drums, but he also works with the Blue Man Group. They don't let just any drummer in that shit.
You know, Blas Elias plays with the Blue Man Group sometimes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, see? That shows you got to be a good drummer to be with those guys. I've never seen it. It's got Tommy Paris on keyboards. Tommy Paris was the guy that took over lead vocals in Britney Fox from Dizzy Dean Davidson.
Is that the one that did the Bite Down Hard album?
Yes.
Okay, this album keeps coming up in conversation.
So did you get did you listen
to it?
No,
not
yet.
I'm going to.
Well, you need to. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Wally got on to me for that. He's like, "You've never heard that?"
No, it's really good, you know. And that's then Tommy Parrish plays keyboards in this band, and of course, Danny the Count Coker on vocals. He's the star of the History Channel's Counting Cars and the owner of Vamped.
Yeah.
The rock club in Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm going to start watching this show now.
You'll like it. I think you'll dig it.
That's cool.
All right, well, so that's a good way to start things off. I'm going to play a pretty modern band, the really young guys, too. And I found this, and this might be stretching what we typically play a little bit, but these guys have the right spirit and the right attitude.
Right on.
This is a band called Switchblade Serenade, and you mentioned Vinnie Vincent from Connecticut.
Yeah.
This band was formed in New Haven, Connecticut in 2011.
Uh-oh. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Insert joke here.
Okay.
I'm not even going to. Their influence that they cite is Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses and Skid Row. And so they've got their heart in the right place.
All right. I'm primed for it. I'm ready for it now. They've won me over. My eyes and my mind are open.
This band was suggested by listener Chris Jackson, so I want to give props to him. So this is Switchblade Serenade with Alive at Night. Bad for some youngsters?
No, man, that's not bad at all. It makes me feel good that rock and roll is alive and well in 2014.
Yeah, it's cool to hear guys of their age playing stuff like that and having influences like Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses.
I can hear it. I can definitely hear it in there, especially in the guitar playing those riffs.
Good stuff. So what do you got next?
All right, here's one that falls into the it's new to me category.
Okay.
All right, because when we do this, you know, I find all these bands and I say, wow, you know, I never heard of this before, and I look it up and it's like, oh, they've been around since, you know, the early 2000s. I found another band and be like, oh, well, their debut album came out in 1998.
Oh, I'm going to be guilty and on my next
one. So, you know, it's kind of tough. But, you know, it's okay because this one does fall into the it's new to me category. They were formed in 2007 in Baltimore, Maryland, and they were signed by 117 Music, who is the record company that does Motley Crue and 6AM, Papa Roach, Buck Cherry, Hell Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about them in a little while,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and even Vince Neil.
Yeah.
So that's where they meet Nikki Sixx, and he suggests the name Charm City Devils, and they go with it. They were voted the best new band of 2009 by iTunes on the strength of their debut album, Let's Rock and Roll. Their second album was 2012 Sins, and it was recorded right here in Nashville by Skid Mills, and he's done work with Saliva and the Rev Theory. And they released an iTunes single. I almost played this. Oh, man, I almost played this. I got to save it for a Bizarro cover show, though. They do a version of Man of Constant Sorrow.
Really?
But it's like a rocked-out version of it, and it's really cool.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, we're going to definitely pull that one out. The next Bizarro covers, I guarantee I'm going to play that.
We're way overdue for another one.
It's out of this world. In 2012, their music was used by the WWE. You know, those guys got great taste in hard rock and heavy metal. And they're back in 2014 with their new album, Battles, which just came out on September 23rd. So, like I said, you know, is it fresh blood? I don't know. They've been around for a while, but it's new to me. So check it out. You're going to love it. I know you're going to dig it. From Battles, released just not too long ago right here this year, this is the Charm City Devils with Crucify.
Nobody's ever gonna forgive.
dig it.
Heck yeah, man. That's pretty awesome.
I have a little bit of a conspiracy theory.
Well, what is it?
Charm City is Baltimore, right?
I'm assuming so. That's where they're from.
I hear a Clutch influence.
Yeah?
Clutch is from Baltimore.
Yeah, I hear a little bit of Clutch in the guitars.
I know the vocalist, the definitely not the vocalist, but the music.
Yeah, the groove definitely
I hear
does.
Some Clutch in that.
Hey, nothing wrong with
which is not
that.
A bad thing.
No, nothing wrong with that.
That's pretty good. I've heard good things about those guys.
Heck yeah.
Actually, some of our writers, I think, have even written about them, if
really?
I'm remembering correctly.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Influenced by the writers again.
Yeah. All right, so my next pick, I've got... All right, let me get my notes straight here. This is a band that was formed in 2012 in London, England. Their EP was released November of 2013, so it's a pretty new band. They have supported Filter and The Answer, and they were recently featured by Classic Rock Magazine. And they were suggested by another listener named Jeff Hoagland, who runs a Classic Rock Bottom page on Facebook.
I love that page.
It's a cool page. They always come up with really interesting questions and stuff, and polls and stuff.
Yeah.
And Jeff's got great taste. He's been listening to the show for a long time.
They help us promote, man.
They do. And I trust his judgment, and he suggested this band, and I checked him out, and there was a number of really good songs, so... This is Cage the Gods off this EP of the same name from November 13th. This is a song called Favorite Sin.
Face within.
that's badass. I like that a lot.
I know, it's the guitar playing and this vocal. It's a stellar track.
Nice.
And there's I listened to like at least 5 songs of theirs, and they were all up on that same level.
Oh, nice. So you had a hard time picking.
I did. I had a really hard time picking. They don't really sound like they'd be from England. I mean, they almost sound like they're from Alabama or something.
Oh, really? You know? I'd never guess that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's very cool, though.
Jeff Hoagland, thank you so much for the suggestion.
Heck yeah. We're always looking for good suggestions when we do stuff like this. You know, and we're just basically out to prove that rock and roll is alive and well in 2014. And it wasn't all that long ago that I went to a place with my man right here, Chris Sinzak, and we went to a place where rock and roll was alive and well right here in Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm talking about the Rock and Roll Residency every Tuesday night right here at the Dan McGinnis Pub.
Yep.
Right here in Nashville. So if you're coming to town, you know, if you're a rock and roller and you're coming to visit Nashville, that's got to be on your destination checklist. On a Tuesday night, you get to town, you make sure you're at Dan McGinnis, and you're going to have an awesome rock and roll time. The only requirement is, if you're a guy, wear your coolest rock and roll t-shirt, and if you're a girl, dress pretty.
Yeah.
That's all it takes, and be prepared to hear some kick-ass rock and roll.
And see people that you grew up listening to.
All right, so you're ready for some real talk here?
Yeah.
Let's break it down for some real talk. This is going to be kind of groundbreaking here. So that night we were at Dan McGinnis together, we were hanging out, you know, and Jeremy was up there, and all them guys were doing all their cool-ass songs. I got in a conversation with a guy named Dav Michaels, and this was a pretty intriguing dude, you know. It just, like, we just kind of just started bullshitting, and, you know, you got introduced to him.
I came in the middle of the conversation.
Yeah, you know, and as I'm talking to Dav, he's telling me about this band he's got. He's got this band called Black Train 27. And, you know, and I'm there, I'm having a good time, I've got a good buzz on, you know, and I'm like, you know what, send it to me, and we'll check it out, and maybe next time we're doing a Fresh Blood episode, I'll play it, you know, because he's telling it to me like it's a good hard rock album, you know, and I was like, man, you know, anything that's good hard rock, new music, I'm down for it, send it to me.
Right.
So he sends it to me, and I check it out, and it's a very eclectic album, you know, it's really out there, because some songs are like outlaw country. You know, there's some flamenco Spanish guitar playing.
It is kind of all over the map, because I listen to it too.
Yeah, it really is. It's all over the place, you know. And so I wanted to pick a song off of this because I got talking to him, and he's really all about it. You know, he's a guy that you can talk to him and tell that his heart really is into the music that he's creating. So I don't know exactly if this is going to fit what we're doing, but because the dude was so cool, and, you know, because I just got the vibe that he was so rock and roll to his core that it deserves to be played. I don't know necessarily if I like it or not. But
I dig this song. I listened to it when you told me about it. I like it a lot.
This one is really cool, but there's not a lot of hard rocking songs on this album, but this is definitely one of them. So I'm going to leave this one up to the listeners to decide if they dig it or not, but I got a feeling you just might.
So it's a smash or trash on the Decibel Geek podcast. Tell us what you think on the Facebook page.
My inner 80s radio.
Wow,
DJ.
Man. I was going to say that was a good impersonation of me back in the late 90s on radio. I used to have to do that. So it is what it is. And I think you might like it. So here it is. It's Black Train 27. They've got a debut album that's either coming out or just came out. I know we're right on the cusp of it somewhere here. Yeah. But this is Dav Michaels and Black Train 27. And the song's called Four Letter Feeling.
Yeah! It's fucking insane. Don't point your fingers when they're up your nose. The king is naked, the king has no clothes. I got a four-letter feeling that I'm feeling for you. Just takes two words to say what I think about you. So fuck you, and I'll hold you rolling in on. Fuck you, and I'll hold you rolling on. You forgot where you didn't come from. So fuck you, and I'll hold you rolling on. Yeah, we'll weed and gone to Kathy's house. The Bee Gees hadn't burned it down.
So there you have it, Black Train 27.
There's something you don't hear every day.
No, it's definitely different, you know, and Dav Michaels is a pretty cool dude, and he is, you know, he takes his rock and roll pretty seriously.
Yeah.
When he's not playing outlaw country and flamenco songs. And
I like the creativity in the lyrics.
I just find it kind of tough that, you know, it's like, you know, you have this rock and roll song and people might like hear this, you know, and say, well, that's really heavy. That's cool. Rock and tune. Mm-hmm. And go out and buy the album and be like, I don't like any of the rest of this.
Well,
or somebody that's a big outlaw country fan would, you know, in turn hear like a song like Let's Get Stoned and Kill Two Birds.
Right.
You know, and say, this is really awesome. I love, you know, Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash.
Yeah, right, if that's alley. More up your, if that's more your speed, then this album is worth getting.
Yeah,
and there'll be a link in the show notes for to purchase the album.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, we always do that. So, you know, if you liked what you heard, then, you know, check it out and buy
it. Yeah, definitely. And Fresh Blood, that's what it's all about. We're promoting new rock and roll that's out there for you. We're proving Gene Simmons wrong.
Yeah.
Rock and roll does live.
In truth, because like I heard a lot of shit from people about it on the Facebook page. Yes, Gene was taken out of context.
Right, and we get that.
It's business-wise, yeah, it is dead. But yeah, also,
the record
pop
business.
Music, jazz music, every music is pretty much dead because of downloading.
It's not just rock and roll.
But that's why we always put links in the show notes for you to buy the stuff.
Right.
And we know our fans are the best, and they will go and buy the stuff.
We're doing our part to keep rock and roll alive, and we know by turning you on to these new bands because, you know, you're itching to hear new stuff, you know, and if there's rock and roll bands out there that are viable, that are coming out with new music,
they
you want
to
hear about
paid.
It. They deserve to get heard. They deserve to get paid.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear it right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast because it's our job to promote these bands.
And I'm glad we're doing another one of these. We're going to try to do these Fresh Blood ones more often because they tend to go over really well.
Well,
so.
The thing was last time was like, how many of these have we done? Two?
Two.
What? You know, we need to be doing this more often.
And we
so
will.
Here we are.
So, yeah, because there's good stuff out there. I found this one online recently. And this is... Because you had Charm City Devils been around for a little while. This band's also been around for a little while, and they released 5 albums independently before this, but this is their self-titled major label debut.
Right on.
Also on 11-7 Music, so that record company
cool.
knows what they're doing.
They must be. Nikki Sixx is there. He's on the board.
Yeah, well, yeah, the guy that founded the company is basically Motley Crue's manager these days.
Yeah.
And this band's called Nothing More, and they were formed in 2003 in San Antonio, Texas. And All I got to say, I'm going to let the music do the talking, but man, check out the pipes on lead vocalist Johnny Hawkins. That's all I got to say.
Cool.
This is a really good track. This is nothing more with a song called This Is the Time.
Like Disturbed with a good singer.
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding. Nothing against Disturbed. But no, that is cool. It's got a good modern feel to it. And,
yeah, it's definitely a modern rock song, but it proves that you don't have to have the Cookie Monster-ish vocals.
Because that's kind of what I was expecting when I heard the first da-dunk, 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 da-dunk.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that heavy riff.
Expecting something guttural. Right. But that guy's got a serious range. I mean, you know, he's really good. I was pretty blown away by that song when I found it online.
That's pretty cool. Not bad.
Nothing
Not
more.
Not bad. I've heard a lot worse lately.
Oh, me too.
All right, so here's the deal with my next pick. I got the word from back home that this band was recently tearing through Wisconsin and kicking its ass.
Okay.
I got the word on the street back home, and they said, you need to check out the band Wayland. It's W-A-Y-L-A-N-D.
Do you know how I've heard of this band?
No.
Free Beer and Hot Wings.
Yeah.
I think they've written some of their theme music, or they've also, well, they've, I know they've at least appeared on some of their live shows when they go to radio stations and
yeah.
stuff. And they're sort of the house band for the Free Beer and Hot Wings
I suppose
show.
Those guys are from Michigan, too.
Yeah.
So maybe it all ties
they
together.
They love
cool.
those guys
that.
On that show.
Right
yeah.
on. Well, you know, it goes to show. These guys are from Wayland, Michigan. That's how they got their name. They've been a band for about 7 years, but began using the current name in about 2010. They're managed by Jesse James Dupree.
Really?
Yeah, so that guy knows what's going on. They released an EP back in 2011, and their slogan is Always on Tour.
Okay.
Which, you know, is true, because if you check out their website, they are pretty much always on tour. And like I said, they just tour through Wisconsin. I got the call from my cousin Tracy, and she said, you've got to play this band, Wayland.
They're good.
They kick ass.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some really good songs on that EP that came mm-hmm. out in 2011. But they just recently released a single, and Chris, I know you're going to love this, man. I know you're going to, this is really going to knock your socks off. You're going to love it a lot. This is right up your alley.
Let's
I'm telling you. So here it is, without further buildup. It's an iTunes single. You can check it out while you're there, giving us a nice rating, because
yeah,
we need it. We really need it. So here's Wayland with Get a Little.
Sometimes I feel like I'm slipping in the same old shit. Dead end job any day, I'm gonna quit. Home by 7 by 11, I'm ready to crash. This mean old world keeps knocking me on my ass.
So that's what's happened when you do a rock version of Any Man of Mine by Shania Twain.
Wow, yeah, you know, I kind of noticed that it does sound like a modern country song in a little bit of a way.
No disrespect, but it's still a good song.
It's still got the hard rock attitude, you know. Well, it's still a rock song.
Isn't that the joke these days, is modern country is 80s hair band music turned into country music?
It kind of is. I see that
a lot.
That's
kind of proof of that, isn't it?
Sort of.
But Waylon's a good band. I've heard them on Free Beer and Hot Wings, and those of you that are listening around the world are like, what the hell is he talking about, Free Beer and Hot Wings? It's a syndicated morning show out of Michigan, but we listen to it here in Nashville.
It's really good.
It's a funny group of guys.
They're very funny.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, the band's slogan is always on tour, and they've been out there with a variety of rock bands. Check out the eclecticity of this list. They've been on tour with Buck Cherry, Volbeat, Blackstone Cherry, Saving Abel, Heart, Foreigner, Seven Dust, Eddie Money, and Vince Neil.
Seven Dust, Eddie Money, and Vince Neil. Those three together. I'd pay money to see that.
How's that for a touring lineup right there?
But that tells you they could fit in with anybody.
Sure, that's exactly it. These guys are just a good down-home rock and roll band from the Midwest. Fit in good with anybody. And from what I'm told, is just an awesome, good time to see live.
Yeah, hopefully they'll do a Nashville show, because I would definitely like to see them play.
They're always on tour. They're bound to come here eventually.
Some one of these days. Okay, I've been excited to share this next song with you.
Yeah?
Because I think you're really going to dig this.
Okay.
This, and I can't remember how I found this. I can remember how I found this. I found this thanks to the Meister, who is doing, he does a regular thing, like upcoming albums thing on the website now.
Right.
So he's cluing you into everything that's about to come out or has come out, and he's really thorough about it.
That's awesome.
So I started going through that list going, let me find some new stuff. And man, this blows me away. Are you a fan of the first Iron Maiden album with Paul Di'Anno?
Well, yeah.
Listen to this. This sounds like these guys said, this is our blueprint for this album. I just want to say,
that's not bad. That's a good place to set your anchor.
This is a band called Black Trip, and I just want to go ahead and get into this. The album's called Going Under. The song's called Going Under.
Okay.
Check this out and tell me this is not the most retro cool thing you've ever heard.
Thank you.
fucking cool is
that? That's super cool, man. That's super cool.
Also that, I was like, I felt like I'd stumbled upon gold or something when I listened to it.
This is some album that came out in like 82 that you just somehow missed over. But no, that's new stuff.
It's crazy. And they're from Sweden. And they have like a logo that looks old. The album cover looks old. I mean, they know what they're doing. You know?
Yeah, they're hearkening back to a better time.
Right. And I don't even want to begin to try to pronounce these names. There's no way. Just trust me, there'll be a link in the show notes to buy this. Because I know a lot of you are going to buy this after you heard that.
There's like five guys in the band. You can't pronounce their names, but they kick ass. And it sounds like early Iron Maiden with a little squirt, just a little taste of Thin Lizzy mixed in.
Yeah,
there.
But I was just like, holy shit. I couldn't believe it.
It's the new wave of British, Swedish heavy metal.
It's the new wave or something. I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, I really dug hard for stuff, and that one and the Nothing More song are probably my two, or that one and the other one, Cage the Gods, are probably my two standout songs for this week. Not that I don't like all of them.
I think we've all played some good stuff today, both of us, you know, and it's good to be able to turn on people to brand new music and prove once again rock and roll is live and well. You just got to dig for it a little bit. So we're the shovels. We're the Decibel Geek Podcast. We are the shovels.
We are the shovels.
We're digging it deep for you today.
There's a t-shirt idea.
Nice. So I've got time for one more. I think you've got one more coming up. This was one that was brought to my attention by the robot, by the machine, Dave Shirt.
Oh, yeah.
So this is something. Yeah, our number one PR guy. He does a hell of a job, but he's a machine. That's what he's programmed to do.
What is it? Why is his name Dave Shirt?
I don't know. It's just because he's, you know, he's a robot and he wears concert t-shirts and he promotes the Decibel Geek Podcast.
He's awesome.
Someday we'll dedicate a whole episode to telling the story of Dave Shirt.
We need to get him on the show one of these days.
He would have an amazing story to tell if we could get Dave Shirt on the show. But he's so busy promoting us out all over the place on the internet. But he's the one that turned me on to this one. This one's a band called Mr. Lou and the Posers.
Okay.
Dave Shirt was
the
not
Posers.
He wasn't very elaborate with the information. The only thing I know about this band is they're from New York City. And they kick ass.
Okay.
So, without further ado, it's Mr. Lou and the Posers with a single from an upcoming debut album. When's it coming out? I have no idea. But you're going to have to keep an eye on it for yourselves because once you hear this, you're probably going to want to hear the rest of the album. I know I do. I've only heard two songs. I want to hear the rest. So here's an awesome take. Right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast, it's Fresh Blood, Mr. Lou and the Posers with The Girls That I Want.
I can't see it. I can tell you how it feels. She was looking at me. She got the body of a goddess. Now I'm thinking that it's easy to see that I want somebody perfect. But the nearest talking song says to me, don't want the girls who want me. The girls that I want, they'll want me. I don't need the girls who need me. The girls that I need. I can see it, I can tell you how it was way back when I was your age.
Back when I was your age.
It wasn't you, it was your mama that was hanging out in front of the stage. She was more than just flirting. You could even be related to me. I don't want the girls who want me. The girls that I want, they don't want me. I don't need the girls who need me. The girls that I need. But the fear is talking some sense to me. I don't want the girls who want me. The girls that I want, they don't want me. I don't need the girls that need me. The girls.
girls that I need.
It's got that New York 70s kind of rock vibe to it. I like it.
Sounds like a poser.
Well, that's the name of the band.
Oh, okay. Well, it makes
sense
then.
Mr. Lou and the Posers.
It's interesting. Mr. Lou, get in touch with us. Find out. Let us know how you came up with that song. I'm interested.
I would like to talk to this guy, you know, because it really is kind of a throwback to, like, 70s. I bet you talk to somebody like Cher Bock. I bet she'd dig that.
Maybe.
I bet she would.
It's interesting you bring her up.
Because it's got that New York 70s kind of vibe to it.
Definite New York.
Yeah.
I can definitely hear that. So that's an interesting choice. So that's your last pick for the day.
So speaking of Cher Bock, huh?
Well, and I hope I'm not wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure my last pick and the closing song for the day, pretty sure she's working with this band. I could be wrong, but she just started a new management company. And I think I remember hearing that she was going to work with these guys. Either way, they're a Nashville band, and they really, literally just got started.
You know what? I might have to add, like, the Ruby and the Rednecks to my Albums Unleashed list just to be able to get Cher back on the show.
Yeah, we've had a number of people that want her to come back on the show, and I've also had a number of people ask me for her phone number. So I'm like, guys, come on.
So, yeah. She is as beautiful as she sounds.
Yeah. Like
one, dream on.
I think one guy said something like, she's sufficiently filthy, let me have her phone number.
Nice.
I'm like, yeah, no.
That's part of her charm. That's what I like about her.
Cher is not afraid to speak her mind.
That's good.
I talked to her recently. She's great. But this is a local Nashville band, and they just got started up. They're called The Tip, and they were created, as it says on their thing, as a chain gang from Nashville's best rock and roll bands into one. Members of The Tip have also played in The Poor Boys, The Birdwings, Abernathy, and Zach Ryan and the Renegades. And unless you're local, you don't know who those bands are, but they're all really good local bands. This band features Benny Carl, Ricky Dover Jr., Drew Aldrich, and Spencer Holloway.
So it's kind of like an underground Nashville supergroup.
Kind of. And, like, I've seen these guys around town. I've seen them at the Dan McGinnis shows.
Yeah.
And they have the old-school 80s rock look. I mean, or 70s kind of
right.
T-Rex type look. And they look like a rock and roll band.
I appreciate people
which there's
people
not
that,
enough of that out there.
Yeah, I appreciate people like Todd Zilla that have that right. flag and they're not afraid to fly it.
No,
I try to be like that.
It helps to look the part if you're going to do it.
Right.
And these guys have a great sound, and it's a good old school rock and roll sound, and I think you guys are going to dig them. Very 70s sounding to me.
So this is our last pick of the day,
Pick of the day. I hope you guys have enjoyed Fresh Blood Part 3. We've enjoyed putting it together, and we're going to do more of these in the future. And hey,
yeah, we're all about promoting new rock and roll.
We love listener suggestions. I've used a couple of you guys' suggestions for my picks today. Send those in to us. Send them on the Facebook page. Go to decibelgeek@gmail.com. Send them that way.
Yeah, it's all
we
a community
will listen to
thing.
You, and we'll check them out. And if we like them, because, you know, obviously we want to pick stuff we like too.
Right.
We'll play it.
Yeah, because we're sharing stuff with you. You're sharing stuff with us.
That's
you're
how
sharing,
it works.
Sharing stuff with each other. You know, it's all good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, normally you rock and rollers are out there sharing bad stuff with each other. But now we're sharing good stuff. We're turning each other on to rock and roll. That's what it's all about. Facebook's the best place to do it. Look us up.
So, yeah, these from Nashville, right here in Music City. This is The Tip with a song aptly titled The Drip. And we'll see you next week.
See you.
Well, she's a dead end lover on a one-way street. Well, she's looking for something. I think that something is me. She got a cocaine habit. Well, real white outside. Well, no man is ever taken. She's got the devil in her eyes.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.